Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to begin two-day visit to Malaysia from tomorrow. United States and Iran hold nuclear talks in Oman. France becomes first EU country to open consulate in Greenland. In Pakistan, 31 people killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in Islamabad. And India clinched 6th under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup with historic 100-run win over England in summit clash in Harare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will leave for Kuala Lumpur tomorrow morning on a two-day visit to Malaysia. This will be the third visit of Prime Minister to Malaysia and the first after the elevation of the India-Malaysia bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in August 2024. More from our correspondent.
The key highlight of tomorrow's engagements will be the Prime Minister's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modiji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi with great pomp and show. From fusion and LED dance performances to singing programs, the event will be a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center organized by the Indian diaspora, the third largest in the world and home to the second largest PIO community globally. Delegation-level talks and the exchange of memoranda of understanding are scheduled to follow on Sunday. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
Senior officials from the United States and Iran held indirect talks in Oman today, marking the first formal discussions between the two adversaries since U.S. military strikes targeted Iranian nuclear facilities last year. The negotiations, mediated by Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi, took place in the Omani capital of Muscat. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi described the session as a good start and a very good beginning, noting a mutual willingness to continue the dialogue. The talks involved Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on one side and U.S. representatives, including Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, and West Asia emissary on the other. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The talks focused primarily on Iran's nuclear program, though deep divisions emerged over the agenda. Iran insisted on limiting discussions to nuclear issues and potential sanctions relief, while the United States pushed for a broader scope that would include Tehran's ballistic missile capabilities, its support for regional proxies such as Hezbollah and the Houthis, and concerns over domestic human rights issues, including Tehran's recent crackdown of nationwide protest. The White House has demanded zero nuclear capability from Iran amid United States naval buildup in the region and prior warnings from Donald Trump that failure to reach an agreement could lead to further military action, echoing last June's strike that damaged key uranium enrichment sites. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
France has opened a consulate in Greenland, becoming the first European Union country to establish a diplomatic mission in the autonomous Danish territory, the French Foreign Ministry announced today. The ministry said in a post on social media that Jean-Noël Poirier has taken up his post as Consul General in Greenland's capital of Nuuk, a move to strengthen France's consular network. Other countries are also expanding their diplomatic footprints in Nuuk. The move comes after repeated comments by U.S. President Donald Trump that he wants to acquire Greenland, a self-governing territory within the Kingdom of Denmark, sparking strong opposition across Europe. A deputy chief of Russia's military intelligence, Lieutenant General Vladimir Alexeyev, was shot and injured in Moscow today. Investigative committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko said that Alexeyev was shot several times by an unidentified assailant at an apartment building in northwestern Moscow and was subsequently hospitalized. Alexeyev has served as the first deputy head of Russia's military intelligence agency since 2011. The shooting occurred a day after Russian, Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators concluded 2 days of talks in Abu Dhabi aimed at ending the nearly four-year-long conflict in Ukraine. Lebanon and Syria signed an agreement today to transfer more than 300 Syrians from Lebanese prisons to continue serving their sentences in their home country. The deal was signed at the government headquarters in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, by Lebanon's Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Mitri and Syria's Justice Minister Mazhar Al-Wais. Mitri told reporters that the implementation of the agreement would start from tomorrow. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital Islamabad today. The explosion occurred at Tarlai Imam Bargah in the Shehzad town area. According to police, the suicide bomber was stopped at the gate of Imam Bargah, but he detonated himself. Citing a spokesperson for Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences, the local media reported that the emergency was declared at hospital and injured were transferred to polyclinic for treatment. 13 people were killed in an accident of a bus carrying wedding attendees in West Nepal. 8 among them died on the spot and 5 others breathed their last at Dadeldhura Hospital. The Bajang-bound bus from Purchedi municipality of Patedi in Sudur Pashchim province had met with an accident at Purchedi Bargao Mod on Thursday. Patedi Police Chief Deepak Kumar Roy informed that 34 others injured in the accident are being treated in Dadeldhura, Dhangari and Bajang. The United States today called for a new arms control agreement after the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, New START, that capped Russian and U.S. strategic nuclear weapons deployments, expired yesterday. Russia had proposed that both sides voluntarily extend the terms of the agreement for 1 year to allow time for negotiations on a successor treaty. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media post that there should be a new treaty. Mr. Trump spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday and called for China to be included in a future nuclear arms reduction agreement. However, China's ambassador for disarmament, Shen Jian, today said that Beijing would not participate in new negotiations with Moscow and Washington. India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record 6th time, beating England by historic 100 runs in the final in Harare, Zimbabwe. For details, we have a desk report.
Chasing a huge target of 412 runs set by India, England were all out for 311 runs in 40.2 overs.
An outstanding catch to hand India the 6th ICC Under-19 men's cricket title. The most successful team in the history of this tournament.
Opting to bat first, India posted 411 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. The 14-year-old sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi laid the foundation for India's victory, smashing breathtaking 175 runs off 80 balls, while skipper Ayush Mhatre contributed 53 off 51 balls. India's bowlers then sealed the victory with RS Ambrish claiming 3 wickets, while Dipesh Divendra and Kanishk Chauhan picked up 2 wickets each. This is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, will start from tomorrow. The opening match will be played at Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands. Defending champions India will begin their campaign later the same day, facing the United States at the iconic Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The month-long tournament will run until March 8, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both the countries. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to begin 2-day visit to Malaysia from tomorrow. The United States and Iran hold nuclear talks in Oman. France becomes first EU country to open consulate in Greenland. In Pakistan, 31 people killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in Islamabad. And India clinched 6th Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup with historic 100-run win over England in summit clash in Harare. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.